This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Griffin Cannon, you want to know the scouting report on all the grifter?
Yes, please.
On GC? All right, man. Lanky frame that generates very good action. He's got a very active fastball, solid slider. Matter of fact, he's a four-pitch kind of guy, Carl. Has a tendency to pitch well in high-pressure situations. Lacks strength and stamina. So, didn't they just say he was like lame? It's just like reading an NFL scouting report. They kind of go right against what they just said. Needs to add more bulk in order to maximize output. Injuries are also a factor here. But still, talented right-hander, and he does have, again, good velocity. He's gotten up in 95 and stuff, so he could be a fifth starter.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I'm more concerned about.
Chris just gave the look of like, give me an effing break. No, I'm saying he could hypothetically be a fifth starter.
Listen, here's the thing as we talk about the Braves.
Ye of little faith.
Schwellenbach, guys, has the potential to be a number one guy. He probably won't if Strider comes back and is Strider. But the fact is, you can never have enough number ones, guys. We talk about the Smoltz-Glavin thing all the time. Mike, we had three number ones in this town for years.
I don't know.
Any of those guys go anywhere else, they're the number one guy.
Right.
So Schwellenbach has the stuff to be a number one. I know he was our fifth starter based on the circumstances, but this is what I'm more concerned about, though.
Charlie Morton's gone. So I think you get to wrap your heads around that one. Strider, now, we don't know how effective Strider is going to be when he gets back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like how we feel about Acuna. But as far as places that – but this guy started over 90 games in his career. Grant McCauley's got some good breakdowns on our new guy, Griffin Canning. Solaire is gone, and now I said to Carl during the commercial break, do you think maybe – you want to keep Laureano around, or you want to keep Whit Merrifield around because he's a guy that can basically play every position? There's a bunch of dudes like Duvall's gone, for instance. That's obviously that ship has sailed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's too old.
I am more concerned with where you're getting these 60 starts from two guys that are not going to be here.
Mm.
That's what I'm more concerned
about. Well, you have to go. I know he has an aversion, talking about Alex Anthopoulos, to go and getting frontline starting pitching, the big money. Is there still, a couple of guys brought this up on the text line just now. They said, what about Fried? We just assume that Fried's going to get $150 million somewhere, and the Braves aren't willing to spend that. Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. By the way, real quick, what's your number for Fried that you'd say that's too much based on, unfortunately, the recent spat of injuries over the last three seasons?
Anything over 130 is too much.
Okay. Well, that's probably he's probably gone then.
Anything over 130. I'm more concerned with the 60 starts that you're losing from Morton and Fried than I am anything. Again, Ronaldo Lopez, Sale, Schwellenbach, great. Strider back at some point. We can talk about the lineup all we want. You know what I want from the lineup? Get healthy. Let's see what the new hitting coach does, okay? For all the guys that were struggling this year, that excuse is gone. We got a new guy in the building. So, Mike, as we talk about this trade, and again, you're adding another arm, that's fine. But that is my most concerning thing is because that just doesn't grow on trees, man. When you start saying a guy is expected to give you X amount of starts for everything that Charlie Morton wasn't, he was going to be running out there and giving you 30 starts.
All right, now, we kept waiting for Ian Anderson. It never happened. Never made it to the show, despite apparently putting some good numbers up in Gwinnett. So, okay, Mr. Anderson. Hopefully Ian Anderson comes out of Northport this year and he's there. Same thing goes for A.J. Smith-Chavez. Slow burn. They were in that weird position of having to make him start that game in San Diego because we're so burned out after the Mets series. But, Smith-Chavez and Ian Anderson is supposed to be – it's time. Okay, we're going to wait till you're 30? It's go time.
What do you guys think?
I'm not impressed, but I don't like it. I'm just saying, these guys got to step up.
No. And by the way, I don't think this is anything significant. I mean, this is more of we need to get a guy off our roster. where we are kind of jammed up in the outfield. Again, when you start looking at our outfield, Kelnick, Harris, you know, Eli White was out there. You're throwing some guys out there. Duvall, you're getting a guy that's going to be out there in right field for you every day, and the outfield is going to be set. So, you know, Marcell Ozuna, again, coming back under the salary he is, Mike, for what the production
he's
he gave
DH.
You, he's great.
$16 million man. I know that, look, guys, if you're crapping on Ozuna, I mean, come on. The guy was money. The team doesn't even make the playoffs without Ozuna because he had the team on his back as everybody else was going through their swoons when Murphy couldn't, you know, hit his weight. And Olsen had those ice-cold stretches. So, yeah, you can't beat that price, $16 million for Marcell.
Not at all. All right, that's the Braves, and that's what's going on there. Meanwhile, as we said, Dodgers win the World Series, an incredible comeback. And, you know, the story is really Freddie Freeman. And Turtle, can I hear Freddie being told he's the MVP and then Freddie on winning the MVP and winning the World Series? This is from last night. Dodgers were down, guys, come back to win, and they end the series in an incredible fashion. This game was very entertaining, but as Mike said, Yankees blew this game.
Yep.
This is Freddie Freeman.
We've got one more thing to do. Come on over here, Freddie. This is the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet. Freddie Freeman, it's all yours.
Yeah, pretty damn incredible, yeah. Man.
And by the way, don't even have that on the field at Yankee Stadium with those absolute
animals.
I mean, Boone, he was talking about his mom dying of cancer, and these guys are, ah! I mean, the New York Yankees and the New York crowd, could you not have been a bigger horse's ass than those fans were this week up in New York? Either way, Dodgers get it done, and Gerrit Cole, everybody talking about him not getting over to first base, but that whole inning had a bunch of stuff going on. You had the fielding error when Smith grounds into the fielder's choice of shortstop. That's right. The bad throw by Volpe going over to third. Then you had the errant just, I
mean, what was he doing?
Choking.
What was he doing?
Choking.
Okay. I did not.
Did you do that ever any other time this season?
No.
Was this the World Series game five?
This was.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
You blew a 5-0 lead, man.
I didn't get that. Here's Freddie on winning the World Series MVP.
This is everything. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here without the support of everybody in these shirts tonight. It's been a grind these last 3 months, but this organization, Stan, Andrew, Brandon, Doc, my teammates, my family, it's been a lot, and this is it right here. Not this, that one, that one. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Holding the MVP, but pointing at the World Series trophy.
And he's right. Listen, he went to a team that was already loaded. Dodgers didn't need Freddie to win another World Series. But it's like when the Warriors added Kevin Durant. They didn't need him. But you add a player like that, Mike, and you're just like, okay.
But you and I talk about what the Braves are missing in the DNA of the clutch and the vibe and the professionalism. Look, we got on Freddie for crying like a baby, but, you know, understandable. Like, he should have got on his agent's ass and know what the heck was going on with the contract. But Freddie brings something maybe that clubhouse needed, you know? Because the Dodgers have the best team in baseball year in, year out. Never win it. They always choke it.
Yeah. Yeah, I look, Mookie, you go down the list of guys. Yeah. I mean, hell, Teoscar, right. Nobody even talks about him. And Hernandez is huge. But I think with that lineup again, and it has been deep all season, and Freddie just brought a little extra something to it. But you're right, that those moments, man, when we need a big hit or the way he jumped out the other night with, you know, the big two-run home run, it set the tone. And right. He did that pretty much in every game.
You know, and they were just missed opportunities. Just real quick, bottom of the sixth, they go with Gratterol, and he is like a roll of the dice. You don't know what you're going to get with him.
Yep.
Sometimes he's like total gas and he's in the zone. Other times it's like all over the place, and they're able to squeeze one run across. You know, I just thought that Yankees missed some opportunities. I really did think that the Dodgers could have blown the game wide open, but, you know, the Ohtani catches. When do you see catcher's interference, by the way? It was legit, though.
It was. No, it really was. And again, there were so many moments that could have turned the game one way or other, but that's what these moments are about. So congratulations to the Dodgers. Not really. You know, we didn't want to see them win. But at the end of the day, we are happy for Freddie Freeman. Meanwhile, as we give you some headlines, guys, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Hawks lose last night. And I want to hear Trae Young. This score, Mike mentioned this. In the fourth quarter, it's 92-91. This thing could go either way. And, Mike, usually this is where stars elevate.
Right.
And take over these games against teams, especially that you should beat and you're better than. This was, in the third, I guess this was Trey's three-pointer that made it 92-91.
Now here comes Trey. Trey in the lane. Trey goes all the way through. Throws it back outside. Keaton Wallace to Trey. Wide open in the corner. Knocks down the three. And the Hawks take the lead, 92-91. Trey Young has 31 points on the night.
Yeah. And it was 93-92 to start the fourth quarter. And then, unfortunately, as we said, all of a sudden, boom, Kispert, three-pointer. Sarr, three-pointer. And then, meanwhile, things are not happening. You know, another three-pointer. If you look at the play-by-play, they had like 6 3-pointers in a row. Perimeter defense does not exist. Mm. You know, and at one point, I was waiting for Quinn Snyder to take his Sally Jesse Raphael glasses and throw them at somebody. I mean, we just don't play perimeter defense.
Nice reference there. I'll say this. The injuries are a factor, but the teams you still should beat, you got to beat. You can't make that excuse. It's not as if we were playing Denver, Mike, right. You know, or I don't know, any other team that you might feel like is just, from a personnel standpoint, better than the Hawks. The Mavs, who were, you know, in the finals last year, or Boston.
Flat.
Oh, I don't know. They ran it.
You know, and then we were talking about this earlier. You know, it's, what's it, Jonas, Valanciunas, right?
Yes.
Valanciunas. I got it, Chris. I said, I just looked up the pronunciation. It took me a second. Got the phonetics. And that big, you know, one-eyebrow Cro-Magnon was starting to hit everything in the paint, and then we had no answer for him. He had 22 off the bench.
Well, here's the thing, too. And I mean, you know, it's game by game. But like Big O, right? 00 came out 28. Career high.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Where's that at?
Well, that's the thing. You and I got all hot and bothered after this unbelievable performance, and then can you sustain it?
That's one way to put it.
We're just playing at a slow pace.
Look, I'm trying to keep the faith.
Where's that at, though? I'm like, double O, like 28. Yeah. I told you guys, 16
right.
And 10.
Consistently, but the ceiling, that's why when you and I always have these, not the arguments, we just debate. Like, I think you've seen the best he can be, and then he puts 28 out there. You're like, wow, okay.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.